17th parak of Oyla, second Mishnah, Yechoyesh, Vitiach, Besela. He was plowing, he banged into a stone, over gather, a fence, or Shania Machesh, or shook out the plow. Ad Shamois Vespras. That is the end of the Vespras, because from that point on, we see there's no more bones in his plow. It was shaken off either by being banged into something or he intentionally shook it off. That's a Tanakhama. Rebbe Lezer, I'm a base pras, or a base pras. A person plows a base pras, so he gets 100 amas in every direction, then somebody else plows that area that was already plowed. Do we say that's as if he's plowing the kever, or do we say no? It was already plowed one time. We can't enlarge it by somebody else plowing over that area. Rebbe Lezer says you can't. If someone plowed over a base pras, you start a new cheshbon of 100 amas by 100 amas from that new plowing. Rabbi Shua Alma, Pama Maisa Pama Maisa. Sometimes it does make a new pras, sometimes not. Keter. Choj Chatzi Mana. He made only half of the amount that would make a full base pras. You know, it was 50 amas instead of 100. Base, 100 amas. Chain at Stodim. Arez Oisa base pras. If he didn't, also in the other direction, if he didn't plow the full amount of 100 amas, so we assume that the bones are still concentrated, and therefore if he plows again in the other direction, that will spread it out in the other direction. But if he did the full 100 amas, then we feel it spread out thinly enough that even if you plow it afterwards in another direction, it does not extend the area of the base press.